Oh dear, where is it? I was sure that I had bought one. Not here. Not here. Po 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 po. Oh, well, hello dear. I was just looking for a certain piece of formal wear. Oh, it's not mine. It was supposed to be yours. I thought I had set aside a special kimono for you. There's a festival coming up in the yokai realm, and it's traditional to wear a kimono that day. I had wanted to look it over and make sure it fit, but it seems that I might have forgotten to buy it. Oh, what to do? It's not like wearing it is a requirement for the festival. This particular festival is supposed to be fancier and more formal, but I do have a yukata for you, which is what people normally wear to a festival. Oh, but you would look just so darling in a gorgeous silk kimono. I was really looking forward to it. Well, we could get you one, but the merchant won't be here before the festival. And that means we would have to go to... the tailor. Oh no, it's just that she and I don't really get along normally. And I don't really want to expose you to her, But I just have to see you in the kimono. I suppose we'll just have to. And as much as I hate to say it, she is excellent at her job. So you look far better than you would in a pre-made one. Come along, dear. Let's go. You haven't had many opportunities to visit the village yet, have you, dear? You always seem a bit nervous when we come to town. Are you still shy around yokai? That's perfectly all right. A little caution is healthy in the yokai realm. Most of them aren't as dangerous or hostile to humans as the story suggests. But there are certainly exceptions. Po 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 po. All right. Here's the tailor shop. Let me just mentally prepare myself. Oh, oh, oh. Okay, let's go in.
Hello, welcome to... Oh, Hachi. Well, I'm surprised to see you here again.
It's Hachishaku, thank you. It has been a while, Kenpu.
Oh my, and who is this mouth-wateringly adorable creature? Finally managed to find a human who didn't flee at the mere sight of you.
You're one to talk. Jorogumo are far more frightening to humans. And who can blame them? Spiders are disgusting.
Shows what you know. Your little human friend seems quite transfixed by my legs. Oh, or are you staring at my shapely abdomen? You're even cuter when you blush. Red is an absolutely delicious color on you. You should ditch the specter. I love to wrap you up and keep you. Also, you look so delectable. I wonder how long I could hold myself back.
That's it. I knew this was a mistake. Come on, dear. We're leaving.
Oh, now, don't be like that. I'm just teasing. You know that. Besides, how else do you plan to get this cutie ready for the festival? It would be such a waste for them to have to attend the festival underdressed. Or worse yet, not get to go at all for fear of standing out too much.
How?
Oh, please. You wouldn't come to me unless it was for something time-sensitive. It has to be about a kimono for the festival. There's no other plausible reason.
Well, what do you think about it, dear? Do you want to wear the kimono during the festival, or go without? No. It's your decision. If you want it, I'm happy to sit through this for you. Seeing you all dressed up and adorable would make it all worth it, I'm sure.
Lovely. You won't regret it, darling. I guarantee it. Now, I suppose the first question is, exactly, what style would you prefer? It's probably no surprise to you that traditional styles are most popular among yokai, but we can mix it up if you like. You could even go with one normally reserved for the opposite gender. That could cause a fun little stir, don't you think? Oh, fine. You don't want to draw too much attention, I get that. But come back sometime when you're feeling bolder and I'll whip you up something that'll really turn some heads.
I doubt we will. I would imagine that you, of all people, would appreciate a human wanting to avoid being an obvious target to the kind of yokai that eats humans, since, you know, you are one of them.
And I think you would know better than to believe the tall tales they spin up in the human world. I don't eat humans any more than you murder little boys. Human flesh doesn't appeal to me. Lately, that is. With occasional exceptions. Moving on, let's talk patterns. I have all sorts of lovely designs we could go with, all created from my very own silk. That way, I can guarantee its quality. The dyes, as you can see, are rich and vibrant. You look stunning in any one of them.
Personally, dear, I think you would look ravishing in this one. White looks fantastic on you. And look, we would match.
Oh, I disagree. Red would look fabulous on you. In my opinion, there's nothing quite like a human all covered in crimson from head to toe. Absolutely breathtaking.
We all know what you're imagining. Well, what color do you want, dear? It is your kimono, after all. Oh. Well, I'll admit that is a lovely shade of blue. I think that's perfect for you, my dear.
Oh, all right. The pattern is rather fetching, isn't it? Well then, the next step is for me to measure every inch of that enticing body. A lot of people get the impression that because kimonos are so loose and flowing that there's no need to tailor them to your body shape. But that's completely untrue. A few key stitches in the right places can make all the difference between a bland outfit and a stellar one.
Don't forget, I'll be right here watching your hands. And more importantly, your fangs. I won't allow any funny business.
Oh, not even a nibble? That's no fun. I kid. But there's only so much I can do with an audience. Sometime, darling, you'll have to come by on your own so we can do a much more in death fitting. Now, let's see. Arms out, please. Good. And around here? Not bad. Oh, careful here. This might tickle a tiny bit. And let me get your waist. No sucking in, darling. You want this to fit well, don't you? Besides, there's nothing at all to be ashamed of there. You look good enough to eat. And finally, these lovely legs. The only criticism I have with humans is that they only have two. They're my favorite part, but it just never feels like enough. And done! With these measurements, I can have the kimono whipped up in no time. I work very quickly. Just wait there a few moments while I work, would you? I'll be back soon.
Thank goodness. Are you all right, dear? I hope these little jokes of hers aren't making you feel unsafe. Don't worry. I would never let anything happen to you. Oh. Well, yes, I'd say they're probably jokes. It's hard to know with her at times. If I were you, I wouldn't risk it. Her company is hardly worth the risk of being eaten alive. Well, our history is a bit complicated. There was a time when we got along, but, well, it turns out that we have very similar taste in mortals. She snatched up more than a few before I could get to them by cheating with those stupid webs of hers. I'm sorry. It all turned into a sort of competition. Each of us trying to outdo the other. Things ended up getting very heated between us. Words were said that couldn't be taken back. It doesn't matter, though. I found you, and I wouldn't trade you for anybody. So it all worked out in the end, didn't it? But you know, after all this time, I sometimes wonder if...
And I'm back! I told you I work fast. Doesn't it look absolutely dazzling? Well, don't keep us waiting. Try it on, darling. Changing rooms are over there. Though, I wouldn't mind if you changed right here. Oh. Fine. Don't take long, though, darling.
Oh, you look incredible. I knew you would look completely precious in it.
Well, not so reluctant about coming to me now, are you, Hachi?
I can't deny that. Whatever else I might think about you, you certainly know your craft. I wasn't excited to come here, but my beloved does deserve the best. How much do I owe you?
I'll tell you what. If you promise to bring that cutie back soon, then it's on the house. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
I suppose another visit couldn't hurt. Thank you, Kenpo. All right, dear. Come along.
Come back very soon. I can't wait.